I really want to do that though. Like between terrible. Two of them, like hitting back and forth.
Yeah, have two girls like boxing.
You have to do a serious like tongue muscle exercise.
It's just a lot of like practice, like the Mexican R's.
Oh, there we go. Sarah, R. What's up? Let's go out.
R.
Do some boxing.
Gross.
Enough boy talk. Girls run the world. Girls. It's time for the broadcast.
Hello. Wake up. Everybody wake up.
I am quite awake.
Me too.
I am not.
I am Vicky B.
What's up?
Somebody go buy me a Red Bull.
This is your highness herself. Happy Fridays, my loves.
We got Destiny. We got Cranky Sage.
Sleepy Sage.
Cranky Sage.
I'll be cranky if you keep telling me I'm cranky.
Yeah, I can already feel. Like, I already know. Like, I wasn't mad until you kept telling me how mad I was. Like,
I know. I kind of want to do it on purpose now. I have a lot of energy. And we also have, Sarah.
Oh, hey. I have a lot of energy, too. I swear they, like, spike the coffee here or something.
Or
I don't
it was
have
just,
it.
Or it was just coffee.
I don't have it all the time. And so I had it yesterday and I had it today and I'm on one.
Weirdo.
I am like, oh.
We put crack cocaine in it.
Crack cocaine.
My favorite.
That ain't sugar.
How'd you know?
Crack. Crack is whack. Anywho, before we get any further, Destiny.
Oh, yes. Before we get into our festivities, you can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Twitter and Instagram are the same at TheBroadcast999. Facebook, TheBroad-Cast. And email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
Well, thank you, woo! My dear. Before we get into it, one thing we did say on the last podcast, and I feel like we'd be doing a disservice if we do not talk about it. You bailed on us, Sage.
Oh, yes.
We have to bail. Like, you bailed.
I did.
We called you out on the last podcast.
It was like, for a good reason.
So no, it was everyone, not.
What do you do you mean it wasn't for a good reason?
Well, because you haven't given the reason. I don't know what it is.
Oh, well.
That's why. Vicky.
I met someone.
But that was one day. You could have come out with us.
No, because I'm pretty sure that I met the... Actually, I'm not pretty sure. I am sure that I met my soulmate.
Ooh. So, do tell.
Whoa.
Do we want to
open big words?
I'm not laughing. I just, like, I love everything about it. It's right. Just, like, when I hear the word soulmate, like, my heart, my frozen heart is just, like, gag. But I love it. I'm listening. You know I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe in the theory of multiple soulmates. So, like, anytime you get to meet one, it's always a great experience.
Exactly. Like, because I've got multiple soulmates. Like, I've got, you know, my best friend Katie. I have my best friend Ryan. Like, they both kind of complete.
They're your soul people.
Yeah, they both kind of complete different aspects of my life.
And your soul kitty.
Yes. And then Grayson, my soul kitty.
But yeah. Sorry, this is like Harvey. Your soulmate, like, married.
This is like, I am going to marry this motherfucker.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Whoa.
You didn't say it.
She even censored herself.
Yeah, I censored myself. So y'all know I'm serious.
Cereal.
That's crazy.
I'm super cereal, you guys.
Before we go into it, should we like give her a little more crap? Damn you, Sage.
That's okay, I want to give you the most crap for the freaking Groupon. It was a Groupon. We could have got it for $20 off.
Why the hell would you give me crap for that?
Because you're the one that sent us the link.
So?
This whole thing was your idea.
I know it was, but
then that's why we're giving you
We're not actually mad, but we want to give you crap.
I got sent that link from another friend.
Okay.
So it's not like I freaking Googled it and researched it.
I thought you know. Why
and
didn't
I never
you
look
Sage?
At Groupon.
Why didn't you research
because
it?
Because I don't care.
Did you swear?
No.
She said, I
don't care.
No, I said, it's not my fault. I swear.
Oh, I thought she said a bad word. I'm like, why are you following in her footsteps?
No. And then, like, I wouldn't whisper a bad word. No. I said fault.
Good. But no, everything going good then with this gentleman.
Wait, yeah. How'd you meet? Where'd you meet? Like, what'd you do? What was
tell
the
them what you got you. Tell them what you got you.
So, okay, I'll get to that point.
Is it a quote?
A few months ago, back in the beginning of March, one of my really good friends, I was bitching about Tinder and all that crap.
God,
and like,
Tinder's awful.
Yeah. And she was like, you know what? You really need to just bite the bullet and pay for Match. And so I finally did it. I paid for a month. Ended up like 2 weeks after Brandon and I were playing like profile tag. Like we would like look at each other's profiles and like each other's photos, but not say anything.
That's so annoying.
So, yeah, I know. So then I finally was like, hi, how's your Saturday? Or something stupid like that. And then a few weeks later, we like finally met. And we were finishing each other's sentences the first time we met.
Oh, they're going to see sandwiches.
Actually, actually kind that
sorry, that was a Frozen reference. Anybody?
No.
Yeah, no, Destiny's got
but
me.
But I thought you were funny.
But yeah,
but yeah, so, yes. Is so this the only guy you've been
so
on a
like
date on
why?
Tinder? I mean, on Match.
He was the only guy I talked to on Match.
So is Match? Apparently good. I don't know. Is it different? Is it
so you have to pay for it in order to even like communicate with people at all?
Yeah. And that gives you a completely different bracket
exactly.
just starting out with.
Yeah, because it gives you people who are actually like looking for a relationship
as
instead
opposed
of just
to the F-boys.
Tinder where they're just looking to
a Capitol
fill
Hill
boredom.
Hookup.
Yeah, exactly. So
these people are gonna you in theory would be a little bit more serious.
Yes, in
were
theory,
you,
yeah.
Were you nervous like the first date? Like
oh, even, hell yeah.
Even when I'm comfortable, even when I'm just like, I look great, I look this and there, I'm still terrified.
Oh,
but, like,
yeah. I just like my nervousness stems from what is the vibe going to be?
Yeah.
Am I going to get along
too.
With this guy? Is it going to be awkward? Luckily, we kind of went on a bit of like a double date.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. With his friends or your friends? Or
With Taylor, the other sales assistant, and then she had a Tinder date.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So we all went to the Mariners game.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds fun, actually.
How is that for, like, a first date? I mean, because there's a lot of times where you, I mean, it's not like the movies. I think the movies is kind of a terrible first date,
stupid.
Especially if you've never met in person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the nice thing about baseball is that you have something to distract you during those awkward silences.
Uh-huh. And a reason that's to true. Be silent.
And a reason to be silent because you're watching. But
right.
then it's also not, like, super quiet, so you can talk.
I never really thought of it as a place to go for a first date, but that's
it's
a really good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, they have, like, all those, like, little areas you can go to.
And
they
like, sit
down and eat and
alcohol.
Drink. And,
yeah. and not just beer, either. Like, alcohol. Like, mixed
drinks,
too. Drinks,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What
I remember.
I was going to say, what do you guys think of a football game? Do you think that, like, especially
really
here.
Loud.
I
Dude,
think a football
I've
game wouldn't
it.
Work for a first date.
Well, for first date, no. But for a date, no. But for the first date, no. I have seen way too much happening. It's way too loud.
It's too loud.
Rowdy.
There's too much going on. Like,
and honestly, if that's your first date, you don't want to really see that person.
Uh-huh. You're good.
Into, like, I don't want my first date to see me with, like, my full 12 outfit and my glitter and
getting
me being
really
a psychopath.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
I'm going to be
at the refs.
Yeah, I'm
going to
be drunk,
the refs' children.
I'm
going to
be effed up. I'm going to be, like, into it.
I don't think that's a bad thing because you're showing, like,
yeah,
that's true.
It's a weird balance.
Yeah,
I like to show that part of me because it's
that's
a big part
are.
Of my life. Yeah,
that's true.
I like it to an extent, though, but if I was out with someone who was really into it, like, my friend went on a date with this guy from Tinder, and, like, he was dressed in one of his Tinder pictures in, like, a whole Mariners, like, suit.
Oh, dude, I think I see that guy.
And he came to our apartment,
man.
And his number was, like, one something Seahawk. Like, he changed his number
this
to
is
have
annoying.
It. And the girl was like, oh, are you from this place? Because the area code was different. So she was like, are you from, I don't remember what area code it was. And he's like, no. And she's like, did you, like, get your number, like, changed on purpose to have it be, like, Seahawk? And I'm like, that is too much.
That's
too
much.
That's too much. And, like,
yeah.
I see a few of those around. I don't like those.
No. So if I, like, went on a first date with a guy who was just, like, all into the game, like, didn't even if it was Mariners, you know, like, not even paying attention to me at all, I'd be like, oh. Like, and I like the Mariners, so I like baseball and stuff, but, like, I need a little attention.
With
baseball,
that'd be weird,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, tomorrow we're going and seeing a Sounders game.
That's going to
so,
be legit.
Like, yeah, but with baseball, it's a little bit easier to actually get to know the person. With
right.
Sounders and, I mean, Sounders especially because it's nonstop for 45-minute halves.
Yeah.
And with the Seahawks, it's so freaking loud.
And honestly, I'm trying to figure out what's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
What is that? Soccer and football?
Both.
Both? Yeah. How do you? Yeah.
Oh, what? I played soccer for 9 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh,
both.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. So I wasn't sure which one. Any.
So you went on a date and fell in love.
Basically, yeah.
Just clicked. That's freaking awesome.
Yeah, he is.
I'm happy.
So much like
that.
Me. And we keep finding, like, these stupid little, like, similarities. It's
cute. You're in the little like butterfly phase. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Remember in high school, like, you would dress cuter just in case you walked by your crush type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for now, it's like, I don't care anymore.
No, just failing.
After a couple weeks, you're like, this is what you get.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah.
Bait and switch, no.
And then yesterday,
I got a call from the front desk and I heard her giggling in the background. It was Annie who called me and she goes, you have a delivery. And I was like, what the hell? And she was like, you should come up right now and get it. And I was like, what the F are you guys talking about?
And then I'm just in the back like,
she's like, in the background.
You sound like a dolphin.
And so, like, I'm walking up there and, like, I didn't know if, like, my dad had sent me something or because I had mentioned to Brandon that I hadn't eaten lunch yet. Like, I don't know if he had sent me or whatever. He sent me flowers.
Aww.
And they were really so pretty, cute. Like all purple.
Gorgeous. And... yeah, you can see them on my Instagram.
What'd they say? Like, was there a note?
Yeah.
What it?
Don't say? Worry about it.
It says, get... okay. Can't wait. Maybe that's why she's tired today, because he said, guess what you get when you get home?
I wish.
He got a lot of... tongue, am I like, allowed to say that? That? Sorry.
Probably not.
Like the ball boxing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Tongue boxing.
Something that may or may not be at the beginning of this podcast.
Yeah. I'm not.
You're okay. So sexy, wow. Sarah.
I'm practicing. Thank you.
Oh, Lord.
But if not yet, cut that out, my bad.
Don't cut this out.
Just in case.
We should just have it all. We should just do the whole podcast.
No, we shouldn't.
No.
Just have it loop like throughout the whole podcast in the background.
So did you not sleep last night because you were too busy texting cute nothing, or what is it, sweet nothings?
No, I slept. I just I kept having really bad leg cramps.
Ooh, weird.
So I those kept like waking worst. Up. Yeah, and then this morning I woke up with terrible allergies. So yeah,
because the sun's
just
out.
One of those days. Yeah, because it's not raining. You know?
It's trying to bloom.
I got all the flowers.
Just get to summer. Like, screw this whole spring crap.
No, I can't. Like, that's what I was saying, except I need a couple more months before summer. So I'm actually just started going back to the gym.
Right? Oh,
well. I just went and got my ass kicked.
Like, pretty much almost
I here. Got 2 months for being in the
Seattle.
Grass. And for my 10-year reunion once we actually finish planning.
See, months. I haven't even heard about mine.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's doing it then.
Oh,
no
well.
One took the initiative.
Oh, wait. You guys in the
thanks,
same high school?
Class of 07.
No. Oh. The what?
I said, thanks, class of 07.
Well, your school.
Shorewood.
I'm not going back to my 10-year reunion. I already know.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Nah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whenever it ever comes out, I'm not. Nope, no, thank you.
I don't care.
Nobody can even find me on Facebook, probably.
When did you graduate?
2009.
Okay.
Oh,
I didn't realize you were,
nice.
Like, that much younger than I was. I feel old.
You should. I'm joking.
I'm the youngest. I'm the baby.
Wait, I'm the cutest, but so
yeah,
calm
yeah.
down.
Yeah, you are.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay. Feel offended.
Okay.
You should.
Let's go in there, huh? All
it's okay. Right. I get my claws out. I'll make you not so pretty anymore.
Careful.
It's okay. When you're 30, I'm going to be like, ha!
Have you ever heard the phrase black don't crack? Honey,
yeah, I was
down.
Just about to say that, girl.
It's true. Same see, with Asians.
It's like the opposite with like Mexicans. It's like they're gorgeous, and then the second they start having babies, it's like, boom. It's like, what the hell?
Have whoa. You seen the thing about Asians? How yeah. it is like yeah. they're 15 until they're 50, and then it's like bam, like all at once.
They're just these gorgeous, like
Fu Manchu,
slim, and then they when like they turn like 60, characters. They turn into this like you know little itty bitty, like 4 foot
with
Asian
a little
lady.
Grocery cart.
And then when
them.
They're 90, they get real little with white hair. Because
yeah.
it's gray real hair for a long time, and then it's white.
Yeah. That is very true.
No, but we're happy for you, Sage.
Yay. Thank you.
Although you did do something last weekend, I believe, that was you guys were super excited about.
Uh-huh.
The Dope Cup.
Dope yes. Cup.
How did that go? You both went.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty dope.
It was dope.
I think the thing that sucked was that it was raining outside.
Yeah.
And it was.
Was it all outside?
Yeah. Like, there was like tents and stuff, but it was just so muggy with all the people. And I was stoned and I was kind of like.
It was cold.
It was cold, and I was hungry, and
no, I was super stoned. And then, like, there was a room where, like, a tent where you can get even more stoned. And then, so, like, after that session of stoneness, like, it was just all downhill.
Were like, there any like food trucks and stuff?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, there were.
It was food trucks, and like the like as soon as I walked in, I was just like, I am getting an ice cream sandwich. And so that's all I was thinking about. But on the way out, I was just like, no, I just want
to
go.
And then we went to Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box. So, yeah.
So did you guys just like walk around?
Yeah, walk around. And then we took some pictures that I will be posting on our Instagram. Mm-hmm. And
got some swag.
Yeah, some samples.
Like, ooh, what kind of samples did you get? Like what were they like?
So, yeah.
We got some like a whole bunch of like munchies type things, like nice. Candy and stuff like that. And a whole bunch of lighters. And I got this.
Bunch of stickers.
Stickers.
Little like bottle cap opener.
Openers,
that
yeah.
looks nice. Like a little bottle cap.
Cute.
I'm totally here for stickers. I love stickers. Yeah. Like, I just found one downstairs and I stole it the morning after. No idea what that is, but it's a cute sticker.
Watch, it's something completely, totally horrible.
Good. Yeah. I love things like that. Vicky, I'm sorry. Yeah. I caught it. I'm sorry.
No, you didn't. You did not.
It was
well,
too
no,
late.
I caught it for you to mark it down.
Yeah. But overall, do you guys see yourself maybe going again next year?
Of course. Hopefully it's like
weather permitting.
Yeah. Weather permitting for sure.
I think next year if I go and it's raining, I'm not going to smoke.
That ruins the purpose.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because like the thing that sucked was that I was super stoned. I was kind of hungry, but I was too cold to be like legit hungry.
Yeah, and to like enjoy.
Yeah, and like I was cold and wet and muggy and like.
Other than that, Dope Cup was pretty dope. Everything that they had set up, like all the vendors were super cool. Like
the stage was awesome.
Yeah, it was. It was like a. Oh, like the theme was Super Mario Party, so it was like random little like,
oh, cool.
Like 8-bit things Puff all around.
Oh, that's, I like that name. That's cute.
And like little like clouds, like just like Super Mario. So like the whole atmosphere was super cool and like weed leaf everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go next year.
Indubitably.
Before we go on, I did we did get like a message on the Facebooks.
Let's see what it says.
From Jackie. And it says, hey girls, just heard your new broadcast and had some movie recommendations for your sleepover.
Yay!
So, Sage, who wasn't here, Destiny and I came up with the idea.
Of the dankest tea party ever.
Yep. So, we found a recipe for, like, chai tea, make your own, but cannabis infused.
Perfect.
So it's so good,
so
too.
So, it's high tea.
Yeah. So, we'd make it, and then I would get my mom's, like, tea set that she has and have a sleepover.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that sounds fun.
Like an actual sleepover and watch movies and just be stoned.
Yes. Yeah. So, we asked the listeners things we can watch that, like, would take advantage. Yeah, movies we can watch to take advantage of the cannabis part of the tea. So,
I think we said... Last week, I think we said the Edward Scissorhands.
Definitely Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland, Pulp Fiction.
Dazed and Confused is my all-time favorite.
That is the second one Jackie suggests.
Yes. You my girl, Jackie.
Dazed and Confused. I'm here for that because I don't think I've ever seen it as an adult. And especially
I don't think
not.
I have either. Oh, God. Yeah. You should watch it as an adult stoned. You will realize so much crap for that movie that you didn't realize as a teenager.
Oh, and Fifth Element was
Fifth Element. Yes.
Oh, my God. When she does the opera singing, that would like blow my. I've never watched that stoned.
Me either. Monty Pass. Anyway, what did Jackie say?
All right. So she says The Beach, Dazed and Confused, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Good one.
Donnie Darko.
Yes.
Repo, the Genetic Opera.
What the heck?
Oh, that one's awesome. It's all singing, but it's kind of creepy and gothy. And Paris Hilton's in it.
No,
and
thank you.
Spoiler alert, her face falls off.
Yeah, I already, don't care. No, thank you.
It's actually kind of fun. I like it.
Destiny, I will be asleep
grave
by that point.
Grave robber.
Oh, sorry. Is that?
I don't like musicals.
Speaking of music, I'll let you finish this, but the musical.
Where is it? The Haunted World of El Super Bisto, which is freaking amazing Rob Zombie kind of thing.
I love Rob Zombie.
Interesting.
It's a cartoon.
Okay, I'm here for it then.
Mm-hmm. Where are we? Return to Oz, Witches. Do you guys remember Witches?
Yes, I love that movie.
Angelica Houston with the rats, right?
Oh my yes.
Oh my God. That's such a good one.
Sarah's over
We're
here
definitely
like,
watching Witches.
I don't know any of these movies.
I don't really know any of these movies.
What year did you graduate?
2010.
20 what?
10. She's a year younger.
At least I had 11. I was like...
One year.
No, I mean, like, I just thought you were.
No, so
anyway, listening? We're listening?
Yes. Labyrinth. I just saw that for the first time this year.
I haven't
for
seen
the
it.
First.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either. I've never seen, like, any of these.
Let's watch it.
Yeah, let's
and
watch
I never
it.
Got high, so this is going to be like a real nice experience for me.
Is it, oh God, is it really your first time? Oh, that's going to be sweet.
Not my first time.
I mean, in a while.
Like,
probably not babysitting
four
Sarah.
Years or something.
Oh, sweet. So like
it's going to be at my house and we're going to be in pajamas and we're going to have inflatable mattresses. Perfect. If anything, we'll just put her on the couch and she'll
and I won't
asleep.
Drink. Yeah. Usually I just get really, really quiet and just think nothing's funny and just eat a lot of goldfish.
That's fine.
I'll just feed you goldfish.
Cool.
Or
goldfish.
If you want to drink
we'll
instead
to
of
Costco.
Get high, you can too.
No, I have to have some high tea.
All right,
it's
going to
be really
try.
Good.
God, I got to be a part of it.
I'm going
just
making
sure. I'm not here about peer pressure.
Oh, I am.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm going. I told you how bougie I am about my tea. And I'm bougie about my weed. So the combination of the two is going to be
dank.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Dank.
Wait, you're not lactose, right?
No.
Okay, cool.
Okay, because it's going to be full on.
Milk.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
I can do milk.
Cream, actually. Yeah.
Just cream, yeah.
God, if not, then I'm just like puking the whole night.
No, you're just, oh, you'll no, be I'll doing be. Something else the whole night. Other end.
Sarah.
Hey, you all had one. I needed to get one too.
Yeah, but I apologize. You were so crass about it.
Hey, they
like,
can film blank.
I never.
All
right. So the rest of these are pretty, like, they're scary type movies.
Nope.
We got The Devil's Carnival.
Not at your place.
I'm not a scary movie person.
Mm-mm.
House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes.
The Devil's Advocate.
Oh, yeah.
Grindhouse. Grindhouse would be fun.
Yeah. Devil's Rejects.
Grindhouse.
Is that on there?
Hold on. Reservoir Dogs, The Lords of Salem.
No.
Hobo with a Shotgun, and Pink Floyd, The Wall.
Pink Floyd The Wall would be freaking awesome.
I'm especially here for, I've never seen that. I didn't even know it was a thing, but I think I'm already here for whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm. And then Jackie asks, also, what was the restaurant that you guys mentioned that was next to Destiny's house?
Oh, yay. It was called Barbarossa.
It's
actually
Barbarossa?
Yeah, it's actually really hard to even Google. You have to do some real specific things. So yeah, Barbarossa / the Blind Pig. It's like one of, it does that thing Seattle does where it's one restaurant during the day and a completely different one at night.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's so hard to Google. But yeah, super good.
There's pork cracklings.
Yeah, I went there literally the other day.
Do they have them again?
Yeah, no, I had the potatoes though.
Those potatoes.
I gotta figure out how to make those.
I want potatoes
Stop,
now.
Don't.
But yeah, I'm glad
so
people
hungry.
Are. Please go visit. It's right across the street from Serafina, actually. So
yes.
If you want a cheaper menu date option, like that's a better, way better place.
I can't wait till I can have potatoes again. I'm on a cleanse. If y'all didn't know.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, wait, why are you on a cleanse?
Low sugar, low carb, no alcohol.
That's good.
For how
good,
long?
Good. A month.
Do you need a buddy? When did you start?
I'm going to New Orleans, so I got to get this
Wait,
body.
When are you going to New Orleans?
Oh, going to New Orleans the beginning of June. I'm so excited. I've never been to New Orleans.
I'm okay. Excited for you. I'm kind of mad.
I'm kind of mad that I didn't know about this. Why or how?
It's my buddy's birthday.
Okay.
He always goes on a trip. I've never been invited. This is the first year I've been invited.
Is it an exclusive club or something? Or is he just...
No, he's so cool, but he's just like, I only want... Like
cool
my friends.
down yeah, people. Fun. I feel that.
Yeah, people on my birthday trip kind of thing.
I feel that.
Which,
yeah.
I'm sorry, but you're Sarah. Like,
so I'm always fun, cool, and down.
You should always be invited to the parties.
Oh my God, thank you. I thought you were going to insult me.
No, I'm just saying.
Because
I'm the complete opposite. I'm the one that people don't invite.
But it's like, here, let's just put a comfy chair for Sage, for her to get stoned in.
Basically.
And just chill.
That was fun. But yeah.
Facebook message.
Yep. I have my Facebook open for.
He usually
stuff.
Goes to Vegas.
Stop, Steve. My roommate Steve's messaging.
God dang it, Steve. But he usually goes to Vegas, which I totally would have been down with. His grandma has like a timeshare or whatever. But this year he's going to New Orleans. And I've actually always wanted to go to New Orleans, but I've always been might as well just go to Vegas. It's cheaper and it's right there.
Yeah, but I feel like New Orleans has much better food
and history
and history.
Culture. Yeah.
Oh my God, I want to go check out like the voodoo and
dude, the food. Like, just like you said, the food.
Except I really want to go on a swamp tour. Besides like partying and like Bourbon Street and all that, I really, really want to go see those gators.
You have to do me a favor.
Okay.
Because you're going to be off your cleanse then, right?
Oh, hell yeah. That's why I'm doing the cleanse now.
You have to go and get beignets for me and have a beignet and eat a beignet.
You need to bring me back some beignets.
Okay. They're not going to last. Even if she gets them that morning, they're going to taste awful by the time they get here.
Don't care.
I will try some. It.
You know what a beignet is, right?
It's like the fried dough.
It's like a donut.
Powder.
The puffy, yeah.
It's like a
Googled
donut
it
almost.
Yesterday. Because all my friends were like, we got to get
beignet. Yeah.
Just beignet with a nice
Isn't
cup of coffee.
Isn't it like an elephant ear, kind of?
No.
It's
like
it
poofy.
It doesn't have cinnamon sugar on it.
It has powdered sugar, right, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Powdered sugar.
It's more of a donut.
It's, more of a donut as opposed to, like, dough or something.
Yeah.
No, I'll definitely get down on those because I can't do, like...
Take a picture for us.
The sea fish and... I don't know.
Yeah, you don't
crawfish.
Do
whatever they're
I don't
famous
like
for down there.
I don't
like crawfish either.
Yeah,
never
I feel
had
like
them.
It's going to be a lot of that.
It is.
Like,
actually,
get 18 beignets, please. Thank you.
18 beignets with the side of corn.
Yeah.
Dude.
I would eat that side
We're
of corn.
Like,
it's like, yum.
Would you be willing to eat something that has, like, a fish stock in it? Like a soup that, but like if you
like pho, yeah, because
no,
it doesn't have fish.
No, there's vegetarian pho too.
No,
chicken?
Chicken's
stock?
Fine. Yeah,
how about like beef
cool.
stock?
No,
no, not even.
Uh-uh.
Fair enough.
My friend.
Oh,
wants
so
to
you're
try...
vegetarian? I didn't even peep that part.
She was a vegetarian for a very, very long time, and she recently
my whole life,
yeah,
born one, but now I'm eating chicken.
Did you just say you were?
Maybe I was born this way.
Actually, you
people
should...
always ask me why, and I'm like, I was born this way.
You should actually tell
great Lady
tell
Gaga.
Her the story because Destiny has never heard the story about.
Oh, I'm quite interested.
How that all went down.
So, long story short, my mom and dad used to eat meat. Then my mom became a Hare Krishna and decided that Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You know, the people wear the things over their head and then the temple.
There's like so have, many like, different religions that you just described.
Yeah, well, they're very, very strict vegetarians. So my mom threatened my dad and said, you have to become a vegetarian or I won't marry you. So then my dad didn't have balls back then and was like, okay,
wait,
sweetie.
Didn't? He still doesn't.
No, he does.
He eats meat now, so.
No, he does. So he fights.
He became a vegetarian and... Side fact, my dad's dad didn't go to their wedding because they had no meat there. So he just didn't go.
Isn't that's the most annoying.
I would have just brought my own steak. Like,
right? Like, brought my own chicken.
I can't.
Yeah. So he missed the wedding because there wasn't meat. But anyway, so.
Couldn't go to Burger King beforehand. Go.
Then some years later or whatever, My dad's like, dude, I really want to meet me. What the hell? My mom's like, yeah, I guess I have to start eating fish for health reasons. And my brother's like, well, I'm in culinary school, so I have to try everything. And then I'm just like, screw you, mom. Screw you, brother. And I didn't know my dad
converted.
Started eating meat, too. And we go out to brunch, and he orders bacon. And I'm like, it's not fake and bacon. Like, what's going on? He's like, I have to tell you something. I screamed like crazy in that restaurant. I'm not one
when
of those
was
people.
This
was like, I was in high school, I think. I think I was in high school.
Were you like 14, 15?
No, yeah. Because
that sounds like the age where one would scream.
So shoot, maybe about 10 years ago.
Yeah, so I screamed and was like, how could you do this? And
she's
I threw
not
the
subtle.
Menu and I like stormed out of the restaurant and that we've never been to that restaurant
I think
ever
it's
again.
Now, isn't it?
It's closed now. I was
I'm
like,
not laughing at
how
you. I'm just
could
so
you
surprised.
Bother? Like, you guys raised me this way and now mom isn't and Joey isn't. Now you. And it was.
Actually, I feel that. I feel that.
I got so mad. I was like, you're raised. Like, and I used to be very vocal and very, like, kind of like mean to people who did eat meat. I was like, this is how it's supposed to be. Like, your guys are murderers.
Oh, God, you
were
that person?
Oh, yeah. We'd go to Thanksgiving, like, at our family, because they all didn't agree with us not eating meat. And so there'd be chicken, and I would just be that girl, just like, this is disgusting. Like, and I would go off. And so then when they all, like, quote-unquote, turn their back on me, and he did it at a restaurant, and I'm not one of those people to keep my mouth shut and just smile and be like, yeah, this is cool. I'm going to kick your ass when we're at home. No, I'll kick your ass right effing now. I'm getting, like, woo! Even thinking
wow.
about it.
Wow. Yeah. Like, yeah, you're like, she's real. That's like, I feel it.
She's like, you don't, in a sense, you don't betray her because Sarah will let you.
Yeah. Like, it's the same thing when my parents told me that Santa wasn't real. Oh. Oh my God.
I wish Jimmy Kimmel was around when you were younger.
I was just.
What did you do? How old were you?
I was like, mom, people are saying, or Joey said, like, Santa's not real. Like, I know you guys wouldn't lie to me. Like, what's going on? Like, and my mom was like, I got to tell you something.
How old were you?
Nine.
Jesus.
And I went off. I was like, you guys, what? My parents are lying to me? Like, are you kidding me? Like, this is terrible. And then I went to school and I told all my friends and they were all like, no. And I'm like, yeah, your parents are liars.
You are literally every character I've seen on cartoons growing up. I didn't know you guys existed. Like, like you are a Recess episode.
One
like,
I love that show.
You are basically Angelica.
Oh my God. And so now my parents are like, well, what are you going to do when you have kids? Are you going to tell them about Santa Claus? Like, and I'm like, shut up.
I mean, at 15, I was a mouthy little mother, thing, too. So like, you know, like, I'm not, just like, wow. That's hilarious interesting.
So if you guys have to tell me any news, make sure it's, like, not in a public place.
I'm going to make sure you're drunk.
No.
Is that worse?
No.
Oh,
worse.
My God.
Worse?
You guys should see
worse.
Vicky's
probably
face.
Okay.
She's
sincerely,
I'm going to make sure that you're
scared.
Sarah and I have had some pretty interesting, like, I love her, like, more than anything, but we've had some crazy drunken exchanges, and I don't think I could say that about anybody else.
What is
that
Ryan
is
doing?
Like my roommate. Ryan Castle's just exercising
or humping the air, trying to get to the wall.
At first, I thought he was like about to throw up because he like threw his arm against it and like went down.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry.
We've had great times.
Sorry, I'm trying to remember. Thanks for distracting me.
Onward.
Yell at him.
Go yell at Ryan.
Why are you so easily distracted?
Do you see his face? All the activities he was doing?
I don't see.
Did you see the front?
Oh, that's why.
I see bits and pieces, but I don't let that distract me.
Did you see dad ass?
I'm just kidding. I don't care.
What ass?
I don't care. No, but.
Sarah drunk.
Yeah, we've had our drunken exchanges, and I've never, with my roommate, who I've known for 8 years, I've never had one. Like,
oh my God.
We've never fought.
Oh.
We've had a couple.
It's like, I've had drunken exchanges with your roommate.
No, like, we've been drunk and, like, he's seen me cry, but I've never, like, cried and got mad at him, yelled at him.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of a thing. He's seen me cry and, like, why are things like this? And I've seen him cry multiple times when he was drunk. But I've never gotten so mad at him that we're yelling at each other. And I don't have any friends that I have that with.
I'm passionate, man.
She's very passionate. I think you were the one who's supposed to be Latina.
I know, right?
Yeah. Just fiery.
And I can be a yeller. Yeah. Calm down.
Oh, yeller.
Calm down, but.
See, I'm so unconfrontational. Like, the other night, my brother had a buddy stay over, and his buddy and his girlfriend were up until, like, 2 a.m., and his buddy was just, like, super loud and talking constantly, and I was just like, oh, my God. So I finally texted my brother, and I was like, hey, I hate to be this person, but your friend's really loud and it's 2 a.m.
Can you shut him the hell up?
I didn't even say that. Like, that was literally all that I said. And then I just, like, bared with it until they all fell asleep. But then the next morning, he was like, you could have just come out. And I was just
yeah,
like,
that's
how I am.
I love how we have different levels of confrontation, because I feel like Destiny and Sarah would have gone out there and just been like, shut the up.
No, the first, like, that would have been the dirge, right? The first time I'd been like, hey, you guys, you're super loud. I'm going to sleep. See you later. Yep. The second time it would have been, hey, so I'm still going
remember
to sleep.
Remember that time I told you I was going to bed?
Yeah. Remember 20 minutes ago?
Yeah.
That was fun.
And then the third time is me screaming at you. I always give them a chance before I lose my mind.
Yeah, like I would have at least, I've had my roommates where he had a bunch of friends over before he had a girlfriend, and he was super just running around loud with all his buddies playing really loud music. And I was also worried about my neighbors, because I can almost fall asleep through anything. And I walked down, I'm like, hey guys, it is 2 in the morning. Like, we got to keep it down for the neighbors, and I got to wake up early. Like, oh, okay, sorry. Like, it was like on a weekend, but it was still like, calm down. Like, after 2 o'clock, the bars close. I think that's when everyone should shut the hell up. Anybody agree? Like, even if you live in a house in the middle of nowhere, I don't think it matters.
I mean, if you have a roommate that's upstairs asleep, then stop that.
But, like,
it
neighbors depends on the situation.
I mean, I don't really care about neighbors, to be honest, because, like, I don't know.
My neighbors are all super respectful and they're super cool. Yeah. So, like, I wouldn't want, like, anytime we'd have a party.
I also don't have parties, so I'm not the person.
Yeah, the last party I did have, my neighbors like wrote me a note that said like, "Quiet
your dad's
time
neighbors?
Is after 10." Hey, they're my neighbors too. And I was like, 10? Really?
And not on a weekend. Yeah, I give you until 2. I give you until 2, because that's when the bars close. You know, maybe even 2:30, because people disperse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, I'm the type of person when I do actually party, like, if I go home afterwards to, like, my sister's house or to, like, a friend's house, I'm still partying after 2.
Hell yeah.
But if the party was at the house, it's like, okay, I want to go to bed. Get out. I've done that where I've had parties in my house. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to bed. You guys have fun.
Oh, yeah. I've done that too.
I dip out.
I've done that too, actually.
Actually, I think I told Sarah this. I came up with my birthday plan.
Woo!
I know what I'm doing for my birthday this year. I might have actually told Destiny.
I was like,
too.
You told me, I believe.
I told both of you. Sage,
tell me.
So my birthday's in August, end of August. Mm-hmm. And since our concert isn't going to be then, it's perfect. I'm going to have a big old barbecue potluck in my house.
Nom, nom, nom.
Like, it's my first party in years because I haven't been throwing parties at my house. But it's going to be my friends as opposed to 3 different people's friends.
Because
F them all. My friends, we're going to hang out. I have water balloons. But it's going to be a costume party.
You did not tell me this. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a costume party. And then we're going to walk on over, Uber, however, to my favorite karaoke bar, The Rickshaw, in our costumes.
I'm so totally here for this.
When is this? End of
August.
Damn, we're going to be sweating balls.
Right. Well, it depends what costume you wear.
You got to let me know because I'm going to Juneau in August.
Well, end of August. Yet. My birthday is the 28th. So.
28th. Okay.
Are you super end?
What?
It's interesting that's your birthday. Cool beans. Yay.
Why is
she's like about to judge your sign?
No. That's one of my family members' birthday. That's all.
Gotcha. Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. Not a bad thing. And it's like, oh, yeah. Because like when you said the end of August, I'd be like, oh, I'll be celebrating for them. And then you said that. I was like, I'll be celebrating for them. Yay. So yay.
Moving on to something I found that I wanted to get your guys' opinion on, and maybe go into this. This girl found the perfect way to get a guy to leave you alone.
Oh,
I just kind of want to just like randomly do this.
What?
And see if anybody like.
I already feel bad.
So no, a guy, good. You know, the guys that kind of message you like, hey, gorgeous, hey.
The random ones on Facebook who have zero.
Like you don't know them. They're just creeping.
I have a story about too.
I do too. So Facebook has this thing where you can send money, kind of like Venmo, like an app. So you put your information. So if you need to, like, hey,
send
Sage.
A request.
Yeah, like, Sage, we went to a restaurant and she paid for it. Let me send you my portion.
You can send it, like, to their bank account?
Yeah, like, it sends it to their accounts, kind of like Venmo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like PayPal type thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So when this guy started messaging her, hey, gorgeous, what's up? She just sent a request asking for $200. Just sent the request and he immediately blocked her.
I love
it.
Which
is perfect.
Because
she
didn't say anything. She just like, give me $200.
Dude, I would just do it for 50 and then see. I'd be like,
if they do?
Yeah.
Or 20.
So speaking of which, so it's this one I've seen on Tinder. This girl in her profile, she would just like, send me $5, see what happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so like, you'll see like screenshots of the guy sending her just like what
their
happens
PayPal,
and then like just like see what happens and so
and then she
unblocks them. All you see is just like $5
one guy sent 10
really
yeah.
What thanks for the tip, like what the hell, I didn't ask for that. And so like she just immediately blocks them, so she got I don't know how much money. So I think that's a very
I think
fair.
It was like $50 you made.
Yeah,
it was still though, small, $50 still. For something idiots. I mean, I wouldn't send money to somebody I didn't know. Just to see what happens.
On Tinder, you know how easy it literally says unmatch for no reason. You can select no reason, like when you unmatch somebody, because I wanted to. Meh.
I got my $5. Shoot.
Got my $5. Let's do a little makeup talk, actually.
Oh, God.
I've been waiting
Wait, I thought
for
you guys
this.
Had stories.
Oh, yeah, creepers. We did have stories. Oh, yeah. What's yours?
So probably like 2.5-3 years ago, I matched with this dude on Tinder, and he didn't even add me on Facebook, I don't think. I don't even think we were Facebook friends, but he found me on Facebook and would like randomly message me. But I hadn't talked to this dude in over a year, probably. And even talking to him, like, it's very, like, short. I'm not interested at all. And then he just, like, randomly this month starts chatting at me again. And I'm just like, who are you? Blah, 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 all this stuff. And he's, like, asking me about what I do for a job. And, like, I told him. And he goes, I said, well, I work for the sales team. And he says, that will steal your soul, won't it? And I was, like, not allowing it to. And then he was like, what's in your brain? And I was like, work. And he was like, you're endlessly full of joy. So then I sent him a gif of April Ludgate from Parks and Rec saying, I hate talking to people. And then a few, probably 15 days later, he does it again. And so I was like, is there a reason why you're randomly messaging me? And he was like, I do it to everyone. And I was like, but I don't know who you are. He's like, are you paranoid that I'm scheming? And I was like, not paranoid, just not a huge fan of talking to people I don't know for no reason. Like, the F.
Like, why?
And then I blocked him. I was just like, why? Why do I have to keep going through this with you? Like, just get the freaking
get
hand.
Get the hand, yeah.
So my thing with things like that, like, they will stop texting you if you would stop texting them. Like, just ignore them.
Yeah.
Well, like, the thing is, like, it always happens while I'm at work. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'll already have, like, Facebook up in the corner. So I'm seeing it pop up. And then he's got the same first name and very similar last name to one of my other friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I'll look at it and I'll, like, respond. At least that's what happened the last time or two times before. I'll respond to it and I'll be like, wait, this isn't my buddy.
Oh. Yeah.
I just ignore everybody. I ignore black everybody. Like, Vicky asked me yesterday, she was like, have you spoken to anybody from speed dating? I was like, no, I blocked everybody. I blocked
them
all.
Did you? Speed dating.
Yeah.
Did you talk to anyone?
Yeah, I started texting one guy, but he's really bad at getting back. But then again, mm-hmm. I am too. But I was super busy the day we were like
the one guy that you're actually interested in?
Yeah.
Are you guys going to go out?
I don't know, because we just
tell
started.
Me. Which one was it?
The one.
I mean, tell me later, actually.
The one, I think, he actually mentioned that you guys were talking to, briefly.
We were all yeah.
yeah, until I blocked them.
Right. No, I mean, no, like, because we bounced, like, didn't we talk to everybody?
He was like, yeah, he was like the second to last one. Or, so I think he might have been third to last for you. I don't know. But we were just talking about, like, places to go hiking. He's like, I love hiking. We got into, like, we started talking about, like, what
that,
music you're like.
You're like, I
so
don't.
He, stupid. Does he, I got the, yeah. And I did as, and I blocked him.
Yeah. No, but we started.
He seems cool.
Yeah, like, he seems.
Wait,
really
why'd
cool.
you block him?
Because I'm Aquarius. I'm flighty, and I just did it for the vine. I don't know. Like, you know, like,
these
I.
Fun.
Yeah.
Oh, you like, but he was cool. But you're
yeah,
still, like,
yeah. He was cool. He was cool. And then he started for dating. Blah 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 blah. And like, spelling was weird. And I'm just like, I'm not feeling it.
Oh,
like,
no.
I'm trying to, like, I'm kind of getting annoyed. I'm like, I messaged you yesterday, but I might have messaged late. No, I messaged, like, it took me about 30 minutes, but like, I was
That's
busy.
Not that long, yeah.
I was. I think I was. At my buddy's art show at that point. Mm. Like, I went to my friend's art show last night. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like, yeah. Because we were talking about going to the ice caves in the winter. I'm like, oh, that's the
Dope.
Best time to go. He's like, you would think it'd be cold enough. I'm like, oh, they get melty. So you want to go in the winter. And so I'm that like, well, fun. Any fun summer plans is the last thing I asked and haven't heard back. So we'll see.
Mm.
Cool.
But my creeper story is something that I shared with you guys.
I was so irked, yeah.
I was so pissed. So I have, if this is you... I'm not happy about you that this, like, I'm, this
yeah,
isn't cute.
You should probably just stop listening to our podcast.
Because I'm not, this is, like, I get I am the way I am very, like, openly sexual. And,
slutty!
Like, I like my things, but if I say, please stop,
no, it's a complete
or if I say no, thank
sentence.
You, that is it.
That's done. Like,
just
that's,
because I am overly sexual, like,
open
I am sexually,
to discussion.
Yeah, like, I like discussing sexual things. I like, you know, my private sexual whatever I end up doing. But if you tell me something and I tell you, please stop or no, enough, that's what that means. It's not me being coy.
Yeah.
But a dude on Snapchat kept messaging me, propositioning me like $1,000 for a picture. I'm assuming naked. And at one point he's like, it doesn't have to be naked. It could just be in a bra. I'm like, no, I don't do that. Like, I don't want, if any pictures I have ever sent are to people that, I trust.
Mm-hmm.
And, I am comfortable with. I don't know you. I don't know anything about you except your stupid screen name on Snapchat.
Do you think he was really, do you think he was bluffing?
I don't, he said he'd go up to $1,200, actually, in this message. Because, if you screenshot a message on Snapchat, they will know.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, we took a picture of. I had my roommate take a picture of my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So last thing, because I'm like, hey, please leave me alone. After I said, yeah, you know what? Just leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to, I've said no multiple times, you crossed the line.
Yeah.
And he's like, wow. That's what he responded with. I'm like, sure this guy's like a freaking 40-year-old, a-hole. It's like, you entitled piece of crap. Just because you ask somebody, even if you offer money, doesn't mean you're going to get it.
Yeah.
You piece of S. But he's like, I know, I was just letting you know. He kept going after it even after that. He's like, I'm sorry. I'm like, okay, cool. Anyways, but I'll go up to $1,200.
Jesus Christ.
No.
You're like, I already said no. Stop.
You apologize.
Adding $200 to it ain't going to do ish.
He's like, it's the most I could offer, maybe $1,200. So for whatever you would send, not nude, but if you don't trust me, that's fine. But
I'd be
I would
like,
swear
send-
nobody else would say. I'm like, I don't know you. Why would I freaking trust a message on Snapchat?
I would be like, send me the money. And then I'd send him a picture of my toe jam or something.
No, I was going to have
my armpit.
He sent a picture.
Yeah.
So I was totally thinking of having my beardy buddy Kevin, just bend over naked and send a picture of
picture.
Yes.
Booty booty.
Do it. Would it be hairy?
Oh, he's a hairy bastard.
Gross.
No. He's got massive, he's got this giant freaking beard. It's freaking phenomenal. So he would, but I'm just you know what? No, I'm not going to, he tried messaging me again, hey, gorgeous. I'm like, nope, not responding.
F you. No, that's disgusting. And I hate it. And I hope he's listening. Thank you. Sorry, Vicky.
Yeah.
Bleep that.
But for anybody.
Can we just leave that one?
No, leave it. Just put the bleep on it.
Yeah, that's the thing. If someone says no, stop.
No.
Even if it's something like this, stop it.
How much money would you do it for?
That's not what we're getting into.
I'm curious because that's a lot of money. Who has $1,200 to drop?
It was somebody I knew
if it was
or I met.
A rural person, not some Snapchat. Sorry.
Yep.
You were doing so good.
I was.
Okay, yeah, but there is an amount of money that you guys would do it for.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
What is it?
Playboy money, right?
If it's somebody I know, hey, I just want a quick picture.
Someone random.
Somebody random, like this again?
Yeah.
10 grand.
Fudge! You wouldn't do it for 5 grand?
Okay, I'd probably do it for five.
Five is my minimum for a random.
Because
minimum.
And this honestly, is for a bra picture.
You can probably,
bra
find.
Picture. Yeah, would you do it for 5 grand?
Five.
3 grand?
No.
No, because I feel if you say 3 grand, they might try to lower it.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm a whore then.
How much would you do it for?
I guess
minimum.
Three.
A grand?
No. I would probably do it for $2,500.
I would do it, and I would probably send a photo that's probably already out there on the internet somewhere.
Honestly, a bra is like a bikini.
But the thing is, because he was such a snarky little a-hole.
No, he was
I was just like, you don't deserve it. You don't deserve anything.
And who are you?
Yeah. He's gonna message Sarah now and be like, hey,
he's
girl.
I just want a picture of you. I'm like, go to my fan page. I think I told him at one point, go to my fan page. There's pictures of me on there.
And you know what I hate? To some people, we're the prudy ass, the prudy jerks for not,
for not doing it.
Yeah, they're just like, no, that's disgusting. Don't ask me. Whatever.
No. Anyways, that's my. But let's talk about
sex,
makeup.
Baby.
Yes, I love this so much.
So apparently,
did you actually get to see it?
I never actually clicked on it.
It's pretty funny.
I saw it a few times.
Okay, now I have to see it.
I was on the bus.
So apparently, there is an 18-year-old named Joanna, and she has a boyfriend who's 20 years old. His
Super
name is
cute.
Damon.
I think they're so cute.
They're very cute together.
They're fun, loving.
They like
do
to
you
do
follow
stuff.
Them on Instagram?
No, I just saw
the
pictures.
Article.
Oh, okay.
So apparently, she made a joke. They started a joke where he started putting his junk, the beans on her head. And so she made a joke about using him as a beauty blender. Now on the podcast, we've talked, like, especially with Sage, because she's, you know, the makeup queen.
Mm-hmm. Calm down.
Well, she's worked in the makeup industry.
No, just let the queen.
Yeah, but you used the word queen.
Yeah, like, but you didn't want to use it with KW. And so this is Sage's K-W-E-E-N. Queen, that's a thing.
Scrunched up
Why
face.
Can't I be a queen? Thank you.
Why can't we all be queens? Jealous bitch.
That's destiny. Yeah, okay.
Hey.
The high
hey
priestess, now. Your highness.
Yeah, high this priestess is more like...
That's different than a queen.
Why are you so mad? I am literally the queen. Like, chill out, damn.
Although, bitch, I'm a queen too. Thank
you. Priestess is different. Well, how about we're queens from different kingdoms?
Honey, how about I literally didn't get a chance to say anything. Yeah, it's okay. Check.
I love your censoring. Anywho, she made a joke about using it as a beauty blender, and Sage has talked. We've done had conversations about different beauty blenders, like condoms,
eggs.
Who the actual heck?
People are idiots.
So they put the condom around their like sponge beauty blender.
Mm-hmm. What? That's literally the opposite.
It's really stupid.
Okay, cool.
So she decided to. She joked about it, and so she actually did it. And I can actually play the audio. Hold on.
No, I didn't know it was audio for it.
Hold on, is it playing? Yep.
I can see it in the reflection.
Yep.
I can't.
I'm gonna.
It actually works really nice because it's warm.
Brandon, we're trying this.
Like, yeah, that happened.
Okay, I'm gonna see.
I love it, honestly.
Yeah, you can watch it.
I would so do this.
Yeah. I just find it funny that she's just like chilling, patting her forehead with it.
How's she gonna get in the corners? Like,
she gotta get all up in there.
They're pretty squishy. You can like move one up.
Oh yeah.
Dude, I love that he has his shorts on and
so funny.
When before I saw it, I was like super ew, and then I saw it, and I'm like, okay, I would do it.
I have to see it.
And they're so
now.
Cute. I don't know.
I mean, you already get like on your anyways from your boyfriend.
Yeah, might as well
make him useful.
Yeah, might as well get some get cover him up and help get me him, do my makeup, babe.
Yeah, get him involved in the routine so he's not so upset about you taking so long.
Yeah,
just come
make
here,
yourself
babe.
Useful.
They would have
put
to be
your
like
balls on my face.
They would have to be like freshly like
clean.
Washed.
Yeah,
yeah,
I don't want
wait.
To smell like
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
Ooh, and shaved. Right.
Shaved. Yeah, because you don't want
beauty blender. Yeah.
Plus, you also don't want like the pricklies. That would be uncomfortable.
Go shave your and then put them on my.
Yeah, exactly.
Or just go get $20,
put some powder
go to Sephora and get a freaking beauty blender.
Or go to Ulta and pay $7 for the
knockoff.
The God, Real Techniques.
Noted.
It's an orange sponge. It's literally the exact same. It's just got a slant in it.
Noted. Because $20 is insane.
Yeah, a lot.
And I'll be paying for it too. I hate it. Okay, cool. Awesome.
All right. Well, let's do one more thing before we get out of here.
Let's do it.
So I found this article, and it has dating tips for single females in the 1930s.
Oh, jeez. This is going to piss me off.
So it's going to see like how many of these do we do or don't do?
Okay.
Zero.
Right, so one of them is do your dressing in your boudoir to keep your allure. So this girl, there's a picture of a girl. She's like fixing her tights and stuff in front of the guy.
To basically, keep your allure.
Yeah,
I like
to
that.
Be mysterious. So don't do your dressing. Don't get dressed.
I like it when my man watches me getting dressed or undressed.
The other one is if you need a brassiere, wear one.
Hell yeah.
I mean, yeah.
But I mean, like, I feel like
guys
it's
are fine without having a bra on.
Okay, this is also in the 1930s, though, and it's after the whole flapper thing where they all, you know, decided to do the whole tomboy and be very androgynous and not wear bras and undergarments. And
so boobs are all over the place.
Yeah.
But I feel like the whole braless thing is coming back. Like, I see a lot of girls who aren't wearing bras.
I really want to get that confidence to not wear a bra.
I used to be super, like, I'd always wear a bra in my house because I have two guy roommates. And I'm like, I don't care. It's my freaking house. So I'll walk around my T-shirt or a tank top and my boobs just.
Yep.
They are what they are.
No F's given.
It says, don't tug at your girdle and be careful that your stockings aren't wrinkled.
Hmm.
Ew, who cares?
I have that issue every day.
My clothes are wrinkled all the time. I leave my clothes in the dryer for days.
Yep. That's where my clothes live, dude.
I know,
where
right?
else do they go? They dry there, you put them on?
My dad's so anal about it. Mm. Like, they have to not be wrinkled. And he, like, takes them right out of the dryer. And he, like, used to iron. Who cares?
Your dad knows how to iron?
Hmm. Maybe my mom used to.
And I'm always adjusting my boobs, like straight up.
Oh yeah, you gotta pick them up, you know, so you don't have that underboob, and then they look super perky.
Actually,
all right. Next one is, this one does not apply, I guess, at all. Hmm. Says, men don't like it when girls borrow their handkerchief and smudge them with lipstick. Makeup is privacy, not where he sees you.
What?
That is
like, to not like fix or whatever with his handkerchief because you're staining his handkerchief.
That's so funny.
It's funny because in this picture, she's holding up a compact mirror, but it looks like she's holding an iPhone. That's kind of funny.
A handkerchief?
But apparently, like, makeup and everything. I'm guessing, like, back then, your hair and makeup, all that needed to be done in privacy because you shouldn't be seen. Like,
shouldn't be seen without it.
Like, without your face on. I remember one time seeing, like, the Jetsons, like, it was a whole thing because she didn't have her face on yet.
Yeah. This is so terrible.
I mean, the 30s. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
This is, don't sit in awkward positions and never look bored, even if you are. Be alert, and if you must chew gum, not advice, do it silently with your mouth closed.
Okay, now I'm irritated.
Yeah, I'm sorry. if I'm just hanging out with a dude, I can't be human? So I can't have, like, my legs open when I'm, like, just chilling on the couch?
You pretend...
And your bitch face.
You pretend to like everything he says, even if you're bored, because you
are. I'll be like, dude, you're being a freaking a-hole.
That's my gum.
So the next one is when cars were a little older and you didn't have those mirrors like on the windshield.
God, I hate when cars don't have those. Sorry, that was overdramatic. But I have some friends who don't have the mirrors. It drives me bonkers.
No, it is like an actual pet peeve of mine, though. No,
yeah,
that's why I'm laughing because it irritates the heck out of me.
But it says, I think we're similar.
But this says don't use the car mirror to fix your makeup. Men need it for driving because I think they're actually talking about
the rear mirror. That would be annoying. If someone
it annoys him very much to have to turn around to see what's behind him.
I think that also
before that. So that one, okay.
Does it make you guys upset when someone turns a light on in your car?
So my mom used to be so pissed that like I would like to this day I ask people like can I turn a light on? They're like go ahead.
It doesn't distract me at all.
Yeah, so like I think it was mom being crazy.
My parents did it too.
Yeah, but everybody, you know what? It's all the other millennials who grew up and was scared of being yelled at who just tells like go ahead and turn a light on because every time I ask my friends, it's like I don't care.
I think after a while, like maybe after driving for a while, it might get a little annoying, but.
Yeah.
If it's just for a few seconds, at night. Yeah.
But no, my mom used to flip, but yeah.
Mine too. Turn it off. Don't be familiar with your escort by caressing him in public. An open show of affection is in bad taste, usually embarrasses or humiliates him.
Do you want to know what I do in public?
Grab that. Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm a really PDA person, but my dude is like even more PDA-y. And so I'm like.
Did she just add?
PDA-y.
PDA-y.
Oh, PDA.
PDA-ish. PDA-ish. And so I was like, PDA-E.
I was like, what does the E stand for? Good Lord.
God, get on my level, lady.
Yeah, I know. We were walking through Crate and Barrel, and I was just like, cup. Thanks.
Pals. Thank you. I love PDA.
Mm-hmm. No, it's awesome. I love that.
Constant.
All right. Don't be conspicuous. Talking to other men, the last straw is... Hold on. I'm having a hard time reading because my eyes are apparently going. Don't be conspicuous talking to other men. The last straw is to pass out from too much liquor. Chances are your date will never call you again. So it's like, don't be talking to other men in general, and then don't drink so much that you pass out.
That sounds pretty.
I think that's
for a date.
So Sarah's screwed.
No,
basically.
My dude's like me, so we'll be passed out together.
Oh, perfect.
Awesome.
It's like, don't be familiar with the head waiter talking about the fun you had with someone else another time. Men deserve.
Ooh, that would be awkward.
Men deserve and desire your entire attention.
That would be awkward, though, if the waitress was like, oh, dude, it's good to see you. How was that other guy last week?
Yeah.
That'd be like, you get no tip, lady. Thanks for being a crappy woman.
As a waitress, we have people, like, I have, like, had tables. Like, I recognize them, but they're with a different girl. Mm-hmm. Or, like, they're with who I don't think their wife is, their girl, you know? But, like, I'm always like, that's so awkward, but you just pretend you don't know them.
I mean, I don't care either way. Yeah, that's funny.
Hi, how's your wife that you're in here with? Oh, that's not your wife. This is your wife?
Weird.
Was that your cousin or sister?
Yeah. I'm just kidding. Her, though.
Actually, that sounds really messy. You should do that.
You.
Yeah. Right. Careless women never appeal to gentlemen. Don't talk while dancing, for when a man dances, he wants to dance.
men dance.
Vicky said that's so dramatic. Wow.
When I want to dance. When he wants to dance, he wants to dance.
I want to dance.
I can't talk when I'm dancing because my ass is like facing him, not my face.
Oh, she said, well, you can't dance. Because this is back when they used to dance classy dances, not booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
I found you in this
That was my get it together and bring it back to me.
That was my favorite Alrighty. Song in high school.
Dude, every time they said, put a tan on it, then see what it do. I'm like, God, I really gotta get a tan. I wanna see what it do. Haven't gotten that tan yet.
Sitting here staring at Sarah like she's freaking insane.
Hey.
You know, I love it. I'm laughing with you, Sarah.
I am not on these bitches level today.
All right, next one is don't be sentimental or try to get him to say anything that he doesn't want to by working on his emotions. Men don't like tears, especially in public places.
This explains why everything was so like stuffy and terrible, and divorce was, you know, everybody wanted a divorce and all this jazz, because it sounds terrible and boring and awful.
I still don't really think men like tears though in public.
Well, nobody likes tears in public. You start crying in public, it's awkward as hell.
I don't
people
really
start
it,
crying in front of me and I freak out. I'm like, what the hell? Hi, Pat.
Really?
Okay, what do I do?
Wow, I think tears are just another emotion.
I think they are too, but if I could pick, hey,
to cry and not cry.
Or cry in public or cry in like a car or at home. I'd rather cry at home.
Yeah.
Or have that experience at home, because then you can let it out.
Cry in the shower with a cheeseburger and a bong. That's where I cry.
I was going to say, I was gonna say a cider and a burger for me.
A bottle of wine and...
Another bottle of wine?
Yeah. Yes,
thank
you.
This one you guys are going to love. Don't talk about clothes or try to describe your new gown to a man. Please and flatter your date by talking about the things that he wants to talk about.
Oh.
This dress cost me $2,000. We're going to talk about every damn beading, all of the lace, and the designer, where it came from.
The entire time.
All of it.
So don't drink too much. As a man expects you to keep your dignity all evening, drinking may make some girls seem clever, but most get silly.
Such a cute
who
way.
Gets clever when they get drunk. Clever. Like, who gets really smart?
I just get horny.
I know, right?
No, I mean, they said it all so cute. Like, clever. You know how you just think you can do whatever you want, like, when you're drunk? I think they meant like that. Like, but instead, they
liquid
get
courage.
Yeah. But instead, no, you just look like a fool on the dance floor. That was a cute way to say, sit your ass down.
Shoot, I'm going to say I get clever when I drink. That's what I'm going to tell people.
No one's going to believe you.
No, yeah.
I don't get clever. I just get
They're going to be like, do you know what that means? Do you know what that word is? Have you looked in a dictionary lately?
But that was it. That's
I liked those.
That's interesting. Funny.
It'll be weird to see like 2017 and then right now and then like jump like 50,
yeah, right now
60
it's
years
like
or something.
If like you want how, to, if you want to tell your man you love him, tell him it is #lit. It's like, I love you, bae.
Oh, that conversation got me woke. I had to look that one up the other day.
Why? Really?
Well, because I wanted to make sure I was like I knew what it meant.
Oh.
Like I'm super paranoid that I'm gonna like read something or post something and it's not just trying to be funny, like goofy. Like I don't use those words.
No, you're trying to use the lingo.
Trying to use the lingo, ironically.
Yeah, I do
then
that.
Say it wrong, then that's stupid.
I do that with YOLO, and then I have to like new people be like I say that ironically, by the way, like just so they just in case they don't know that I'm you know.
Somebody was like. I was at the gym yesterday. I was talking to the guy who's teaching the class. He's like, man, the words today, like, have you heard of thought? I'm like, yeah. It's like that hoe over there. He's like, what? That's what it means?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I know what that means. That hoe over there.
Yeah, a lot of people for real don't know that. You know how many times somebody asked me what the heck fleek was or if that was, or like me specifically?
BJ uses that a lot.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So it's.
Which, by the way, your father
is a great man.
He is.
But he is. I love him to death. But anytime I come in, not looking like I look today, like actually put together. Like the other day I had lipstick on. So he comes up and he goes, so you got a job interview today, huh? In the middle of the sales floor. And I'm just like, BJ, stop. No, I don't. Just because, like, why does everyone say that when I wear lipstick? And then he comes over yesterday when I look like I look today. And he's like, so I guess Sage doesn't have a job interview today.
What?
And I'm just like,
why would he say that?
He says that to me, too. He'll be like, oh, you got a job interview today? And I'm looking like total crap. I'm like, I'm not wearing any makeup. I'm wearing a black T-shirt and jeans.
Why a job interview? Why not like a hot date?
Well, because BJ's weird. Okay.
Because that's
we just accept. I guess this is weirdness.
I guess to make it awkward to yell in front of your boss that you have a job interview or something.
Yeah,
else.
Which is he is my boss, so it's like
And it was also really awkward because I was working on my boyfriend's resume at the time, and so like I had a resume on my screen, and so I'm like.
You're like, no.
God, I'm not. I swear I'm not.
And then if you tell him that, he'll be like, oh, yeah, you have a new boy. Yeah. And then just ask you 800 questions about that.
And then Chris will come around and 25 seconds.
Right? Yeah.
He does that all the time. I see Chris coming down and I'm like, BJ, you're needed.
Go.
We need to put like one of those monkey child leashes, like the ones with like a little backpack
on
him.
That'd be so funny.
But we need to combine it with one of those, the dog leashes that like that retracts.
That retracts.
Yeah.
It's like, so he's running out. It's like, just have him fly back.
Oh, that would be so funny. He'd break a hip. Yeah, exactly.
I think this is a good place to round it off.
Cool beans.
We talked about Dope Cup.
Woo.
Tea Party.
Woo.
Dank. Uh-huh. Sage, getting a little something something. By that I mean the love. Getting all the love.
Oh, I'm gonna be doing that tomorrow. It's gonna be a very very tense
makeup
2
session?
Hours at the soccer game.
Will you make
when
a video?
I can't like stick his, you know what?
Do somewhere in the bathroom. It's my guys and I's goal to do it Safeco this year.
I love
It's really hard to do it at CenturyLink.
Is that?
Yeah,
I believe it.
There's bathrooms.
Well, you could always use, practice using his stuff as makeup
exactly
blenders.
Cool.
And we learned how not to behave on a date if you're a woman in the 1930s. Yay!
So, just in case you're going on,
if you're
that's how you want to live your life. I'm not here to judge.
Yeah, if you travel to Doctor Who and go back in time.
Yep. Anywho,
nerd
don't
alert.
Judge
Bye.
Me.
Bye, guys.
Bye.